Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Giants Insider, NBC Sports Bay Area on the River Islands guest line. Soon as that conversation's over, then it's My Chemical Romance time. And July 19th at Oracle Park, we'll have a couple of tickets. They may well turn into suite tickets. We'll tell you all about that. And then just after 5 o'clock, between 5 and 5:30, your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Valkyries take on Caitlin Clark and the Fever tomorrow night at Chase Center. So lots going on. Let's go out to Alex Pavlovich, though, and check in live from the stadium, night two of Rafael Devers as a Giant. Hey, Pavs, what's going on, man?
What's going on? Am I eligible for these? Or do I have to listen after a...
Gonna have to check. I'm gonna have to run that up the flagpole. We'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna be fun tomorrow night, though, right?
I didn't realize. Yeah, it will. That's a day game for the Giants.
Yep.
Doubleheader time.
That's right. So you can check out Giants and then just wiggity-walk your way
walk on
down
over.
To see us over there at Chase Center. Exactly. So, yeah, big night in the Bay tomorrow for sure. Pavs, there's so much to get to after the way this has played out this week. I know you spent some time directly with basically ownership. I know the representative of ownership in Greg Johnson yesterday. What did you gather from him in this situation?
Yeah, I'll plug. I have a whole behind-the-scenes story on how Rafael Devers became a Giant. But I think the main thing I gathered from Greg was, a little bit of the urgency. And I thought that was fascinating because it's June 17th when he shows up. And this just doesn't happen in Major League Baseball. I mean, trades like this, they either happen in the offseason or they happen on July 31st, like 3 hours before the deadline. This just doesn't happen this way. And it did. That was the part of it, I think, that reminded me. I know everyone's made the Luka comparison. That was the part that reminded me most of that, was just the Giants kind of convinced the Red Sox, one, to keep this really quiet. And I think the Red Sox wanted it to be quiet as well, obviously, because they didn't want their star player being out there in more rumors after everything he's gone through media-wise the last few months. But two, to get this done early and not take this into a bidding war and take this offer that is probably not the best offer they could have gotten at some point. So I thought that was really interesting and a little bit of, gamesmanship, and I think the Giants played this really smart by avoiding the potential of somebody else coming in July 27th, 28th, and saying, we'll give you better prospects, or we'll take on the whole deal and give you five guys, whatever it would be. So that was my main takeaway.
What's the big difference in regimes from the previous one to the Buster Posey era that allowed this to happen in such a swift fashion?
Well, I think for me that's always tough because I go back to, like, they were 3-4 hours away from introducing Carlos Correa and just were uncomfortable with the ankle. I know it ultimately, I mean, I don't think they're going to be wrong on that one health-wise, but they did actually agree to terms on one of these deals, and they got one of these guys, the previous regime did, and something that we've never seen before happened. So I've always been a little hesitant to, like, fully blame it on them there. But I do think this regime, there's a little bit more urgency, and I do think there's a little bit more, like, what are we doing right now as opposed to looking long-term and thinking long-term. I mean, the one downside of all this is there is a point at some point in the future, I think, where these contracts are going to hurt, and they're going to have to figure out where to play everybody and figure out how to get some athleticism on this roster in 3 to 4 years. But I don't think Buster is that worried about that right now, because he sees a pitching staff that he thinks can go out and compete for a title, and they're trying to do that.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, is with us here on Withered and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. I think what you're touching on there, Alex, is something that fans want to know about, like the dynamic between Farhan and Greg Johnson when discussing a big deal versus the dynamic between Buster Posey and Greg Johnson. How would you compare and contrast those?
Well, Farhan had their trust. I mean, right, you know, really until the end. I mean, he did convince them to give $360 million to a guy and be in on multiple other guys at similar levels and be in on Ohtani at $700 million. But I think there's a key thing now. Buster is part of the ownership group. He's part of the board. It's just different. Like, it's a different level, I think, of trust. And I also think this is maybe a little corny, but, like, it's got to be pretty hard to the ownership group who have seen him help him win three titles here. It's basically mostly the same people to say no if he comes to you in June and says, we can get Rafael Devers. I know we just signed Chapman long-term and Lee long-term and Adames long-term. I know you didn't expect to spend this much in 2025, but here's the guy and we're going to pick up $255 million. I think it's a little bit tougher to say that to someone with Buster's stature, and also someone who, you know, everyone up and down in the organization trust his commitment to winning. And if he says this is the best way to win in San Francisco, I think that's really easy for everyone to get on board with.
And yesterday you have the introductory press conference before he goes out and plays his first game. And Mark was pointing it out before most, if not all, the team was in the room. How unprecedented is that? And what was the feeling in the room when you saw all his teammates out there?
Well, it's unprecedented because of the timing of it, because these things never happen in season. Like, if Logan Webb would sign a $300 million extension, I think the whole team would be there because they're around. So that's why it was such a strange thing, because usually when we are up there on the club level, and we did it with Adames, they tried to do it with Correa. They have had these press conferences at other spots for other big guys over the years, and it's almost December, and all these guys are back home. So it was just very strange, the fact that they could all just take an elevator and sit up there and watch this and I think take the whole thing in. So that to me, like, the main takeaway from yesterday was just how weird this is to happen in June.
Pavs, you said off the top that you've got something coming with regard to sort of like the art of all of this and how it all came together. I'd love to know what you're willing to share on that and start with this specifically. What was the conversation surrounding Bryce Eldridge? I know the Red Sox asked, and what do the Giants think about that? Was it considered? What is it, a hard no? What's the story there?
Well, I'll share it all because the story is up already. It's on NBC
okay.
Sports.
Okay, let's ride.
So, right. But I will. So there's no secrets here, and I think other people reported this as well. But the first ask was for Bryce Eldridge. I mean, obviously they're you know, straight to the top, and it was a hard no from Buster, and just say he is untouchable for this organization. I think, you know, that part of it is not surprising at all. I think what was fascinating was just how much after that, you know, it's Birdsong, it's Wisenhunt, it was Harrison and Tibbs, and how much the Red Sox tried to get. And as you would expect for someone like Devers, and ultimately, as Greg Johnson told me yesterday, he said he kind of had to call ownership there and be like, look, we're trying to get this done. We actually are trying to get this done, and we think you guys are just pushing a little bit too hard in terms of prospects. And I've always been a big believer in Kyle Harrison. I mean, Bob Elvin just said 10 minutes ago, he said he's going to be really, really good over there. The Giants really believe in him. James Tibbs is a first-rounder last year. We'll see where that goes. So they did give up a couple of guys, but if you would have asked me a year ago when we didn't know that Devers would become available, what it would take in a deal like this, I would have said like four or five of them. I would have said it would be Birdsong and Harrison and Tibbs and, you know, maybe throw in a Luciano just as a flyer. So I think the fact that they were able to get out of this just with the two and really just with Tibbs is so far away. He's in high A. I think that was pretty important.
Did it come down basically then to just the money? Once Boston knew that the Giants would take on the totality of the contract. That gave the Giants the leverage to then send back fewer prospects. Is that the way that you were gleaning that this worked out?
Yeah, I asked Greg directly yesterday. I said, are you having this press conference if you don't take on the entire contract? And he paused and he said, no. I think it was, you kind of look around the league and try to figure out who can take on an entire deal like this at this point. And like the Yankees could, if they wanted to, they're not going to trade him to the Yankees. The Blue Jays could, if they wanted to, they're not going to trade him there. The Dodgers obviously do not need a designated hitter. San Diego's strapped. So there's not that many teams that could have taken this entire contract off their books. I think maybe you could come up with like one other one if you really searched. So that was important. And I think the other thing was it just really sounded from everything I've heard and learned the last 48 hours that Boston was really ready to move on and the Giants were ready to move quickly and take all the money and give them what they felt was enough in terms of a package coming back. So they ultimately matched up that way.
Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider, NBC Sports Bay Area with us, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Alex, I know that for some fans, a little bit of the shine had come off Harrison, but I'm interested with those names that you just threw out there. In the minds of the Giants, have Birdsong, Roop, maybe even Wisenhunt, have they passed Harrison in terms of prospects?
No, I don't think so. Actually, what was really interesting to me is Sunday, I was kind of digging in pregame before our entire world went crazy with the first tweet from Robert Murray. I was kind of digging in on their pitching, and you know, I had heard it wasn't automatic that Kyle would come out of the rotation when Verlander returned this week. They still feel very strongly about him. You know, one thing that hasn't really gotten a lot of play the last couple of days because of all the excitement is, like, they're going to hit innings limits with some of these young guys. And Kyle, they would not have been in that situation with him because he did spend most of last season in a rotation. He's a little bit more built up physically. He got a little bit of a late start because of the spring. I think he was the one. If you had asked me which one of all these young starters is most likely to start game three of a postseason series, I would have said Kyle Harrison because I think he was physically going to be prepared for that. And he was throwing, you know, there's still some inconsistency there, but he was throwing it about as well as I've seen him at times. And I would always, like, I've told some Red Sox people this. I'm like, go back just 2 years and watch his first start here at Oracle Park and how electric that was and what he did to the Cincinnati Reds. And the Giants have never forgotten that, and he's only 23 years old. You know, last year was tough with the injuries, but I don't think any of the shine was off in terms of the Giants' perspective. And for the Red Sox, who are a pretty smart organization and have done a good job of building prospect capital, like, Harrison was a must-have for him.
You look at innings limits, and I'm glad you mentioned that because Mark and I were discussing it earlier, and you're talking about Birdsong and Landon Root potentially. Do you think the Giants could still be buyers in the market for a starting pitcher?
I do. I don't know if necessarily it'll be a starter. I mean, if it is, if there's an opportunity, I mean, I do think you're in a position now where you start, like, asking yourself who starts game three and game four of a postseason series if you get there, and are you comfortable with the options you have in-house? And certainly Justin Verlander, if he can stay healthy, is one of those guys. Hayden Birdsong, if he can keep pushing an entire season, I think can be one of those guys. But I do think that's a conversation to be had. There are probably some other minor holes here. I mean, they'll figure out – they have enough guys, I think, that they can figure out second base. But the production's tailed off in right field. We'll see where they go there and see what's available. But I do think they probably have to be careful as well because, look, after Bryce Eldridge, it gets pretty shallow pretty quickly in terms of prospects. So I don't know that you want to be giving up – certainly they're in go-for-it mode, but – I don't know that you want to be getting into bidding wars on July 31st and maybe mortgaging more of the future than they already have.
Alex, this is great stuff, and I'm still trying to put all the puzzle pieces together. So take me through this, kind of like how this all comes together. I get why the Red Sox don't want this to go public, but when you have a talent like Rafi Devers and you call a team and you say, we want your number one prospect, and their answer is flat no. Like, no, yeah, we're not doing that. How the hell did the Giants convince the Red Sox to not go, fine, then we're going to call other teams who will give us their top prospect?
Well, I think first it goes back to the question you guys asked about money. That's really important here. I mean, the ability to take on, it's about $255 million. Like, there are a lot of people around the game who are concerned about what this contract's going to look like long-term, and we don't know. I mean, he might be someone who is – able to be your star DH until he's 40. We don't know. I think the fact that he had fallen so out of favor in Boston that they were ready to just move on and wash their hands of this whole thing, and I think that made the money important. And then I will go back to what I say. I mean, you know, Kyle's 23. He's the age of most top prospects that they would be asking about from other teams. He, you know, Eldridge is a different case, but if you are looking for a top guy, like, he's 15 months removed from being the top left-handed pitching prospect in baseball. So I do think that's a major piece and can't really be understated that they did get at least one major, major piece if you look at his pedigree and the way he has thrown the last month.
And you look at this team now, Alex, and Mark and I were talking about it earlier. You've got five, maybe six regular position players who will be in there night in and night out. What have you seen from the clubhouse this year about morale as it pertains to the stability that you now have in this lineup?
Yeah, I mean, morale, I think I talked to you guys about this recently. It's been, it's just like been really steady.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it's been really, I think, something that has helped. People ask, like, even before the Devers move, I mean, I'll have friends on other teams who come in and beat writers and executives I've known who go like, what's kind of going on over there? And I'm like, well, the pitching's really good. The bullpen's awesome. But this is a group that genuinely really gets along. They're all, I think, pushing in the same direction. And I think that is something that has helped them. And this is, you know, now they have kind of the superstar in the middle of the lineup. And I think what'll help everything that went wrong in Boston the last year and a half, and Boston people are still trying to figure out exactly how all this happened. But I think what'll really help is that he doesn't have to do any of the stuff he was asked to do in Boston. He just has to come here and hit. Willie Adames will handle, you know, being the clubhouse guy. Matt Chapman will handle that. Logan Webb will handle that. So I think a lot of pressure will be taken off of him because it has been a really good clubhouse in here and one that communicates. And that also comes from the top. I mean, really where this all fell apart was Devers' relationship with the front office in Boston. And here, the one thing we've heard over and over again, going back to the Adames deal, going back to Verlander, is how well Buster Posey communicates as a recent former player with other players, and I think that'll help quite a bit.
Alex, you were around him all afternoon yesterday. What were your first impressions of Rafi the person?
Very, very happy. I think he had a smile on his face the entire day. You know, look, we don't know where this is all going to go. I mean, this is it did get pretty ugly in Boston. I will say, talking to some people there, like, they didn't dislike him. They were just it just got really contentious, and I think there were things he didn't want to do. And that does include, like, you know, some of the stuff that traditionally you do see. I mean, you hit a walk-off homer and you do the post-game, and you do the post-game TV interview, and then maybe you do some radio and you do the post-game scrum. I think there's stuff that he wasn't really as comfortable with the last year, but it's a fresh start here. It's certainly a different market. I'm sure he took notice last night that he struck out in his first at bat and got like half a standing ovation. And this is not Boston. It's going to be a completely different thing for him. And I think my main impression from him And from talking to people who know him the last few days and going back to Sunday, is this is a guy who just wants to play baseball. He just wants to play and he just wants to hit. And here in San Francisco, that will be what he is asked to do. He's not going to be asked to do anything beyond that. I don't remember where. I think Greg said this to John Shea yesterday. He asked about being the face of the franchise, and he said, we have like four of them.
Yep.
So he's not going to be asked to do too much of that. And I think that'll really benefit him because he is one of the 10, 15 best hitters in the world. And all they're going to ask him to do here in San Francisco is fix the lineup.
Alex, real quick before you go, what's your best guess as to when he plays first base? And I ask that with the breaking news in mind that apparently he is warming up tonight with a first base glove for the first time.
Well, I think he worked out lightly yesterday with maybe his third base glove.
Yeah.
I would think this would take some time. I'm watching him actually right now take grounders. I think it's – I don't know that it, like as funny as it would be for him to play first base on Friday night against the Red Sox after refusing to do it in Boston. I don't know that Bob Melvin is – one, I 100% know Bob Melvin's not a troll. And I don't know that he's someone who wants to put that on his plate. I think in an ideal world, they would let him get really comfortable here in San Francisco. Remember, this is a guy who signed when he was 16.
Yep.
He has been a Red Sox his entire career. He just not too long ago signed a 10-year contract to be there the rest of his career. Goes across the entire country. A lot's going to be thrown at him. It's going to be an emotional weekend. It would be hilarious if they do that Friday. My guess is they want to get him comfortable there for about a week and then take a look. But he's played third base his entire career, and I don't think it would be too much of a stretch for him to move over. So we'll see. But my guess is they're going to be patient here.
If you're looking at him, does he look comfortable?
Yeah, it's basically spring training. So it's when you watch a guy just field grounders. I think first base is a really hard position to judge. In game, I think they probably want him to get settled here, and you do have to figure out a little bit. And this is what Bryce Eldridge is getting a crash course in: the cutoff throws. That you get a grounder to first with a runner on third. You're coming home, or runner on second. Are you going to third? So there are actually some intricacies there, but we'll see. I would guess that right now, given where the lineup is, and we did see last night, I mean, two runs. That it's like, hey, Rafi, go out and please just help us score for the next couple of weeks, and we'll reevaluate after that.
No doubt. All right, go talk to Stephen Vogt. Thank you very much, Alex. We appreciate you.
All right, guys, anytime.
Okay, there it is. That's Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, Giants Insider.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.